Battle Ready. Today we have an amazing show for you guys today. So I have Nathan with his coaching team from Upstream Fitness. He's going to sit down and talk to us about his journey from where he was at one time in his life at almost 365 pounds to where he's at now coaching some amazing coaches. And the coaches themselves really very involved in the public, helping people out every day to achieve their fitness goals. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. So tell me who you got with us today. So let me see if I can remember. Nathan, we have Coach Cameron.
The legendary.
Hey, Coach Mark.
Yeah.
The big shot.
And Coach Rich.
All right.
AKA Batman.
So, Nate, let's talk about your journey. So,
yeah.
You were at 365, 375 pounds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what happened? What was that turning point that kind of helped you decide, hey, I want to make some changes?
Yeah, it was a two-point thing. So when I was overweight at 365 pounds, and I have little kids running around, and I'm sitting on the ground and huffing and puffing to just stand up, there's a little something that has to be done. Before that, when the weight gain started, I'd actually broken my back in two places where I was sitting on my rear end for 18 months and gaining a massive amount of weight. I ate my fillings away. And from there, you know, the weight gain kept going because I decided to take up powerlifting, which I did very well, and I love powerlifting. But it's where you get to lift all the weights and do none of the diet, which was right up my alley at the time.
Okay, so then what happened?
So from there, I'll go through the whole journey of it. When I was overweight and getting off my broken back and starting to recover, I met a young man named Eric. And me and Eric started working together. I was at some of the lowest points of confidence in myself, you know, being overweight and trying to sell yourself as a big, sexy, and a trainer isn't the easiest thing in a profession, right? I like to say I was probably the first and last morbidly obese personal trainer with a massive amount of clients, you know? So take that for what it is. You know, I took that in the reverse way, gave myself confidence. I was like, if I could market myself as this weight, what would I be able to do if I lost a little? But anyways, when me and Eric started training together, we were working, and Eric has ASDs, my kind of bleeds all together, right? And Eric's very nonverbal and one of my favorite people I've ever met. We learned how to sit, standing with good posture, stand up off of a bench correctly. And 4 years later, he broke the Texas State deadlift record.
Wow.
Yeah, I was still overweight at the time, still going through the journey. And it's a very daunting experience when the lockdown happened 3 years after that, where, you know, I already knew working with this community is what I wanted to do at the time. Me and my wife were having our first child, our first son, a few months after Eric broke that record. And so I was keeping the day jobs for a little while. Couldn't really branch out when we're getting into a house and, you know, starting the family. But it was one of those experiences where, you know, realizing the lack of what I could do with my son. And, you know, you're sitting on the ground, you know, with your family and your wife and your son thinking, man, these should be some of the best experiences of my life. Yet that was some of the lowest points I was. And knowing, you know, the life expectancy, everything else of that nature, was in my brain was a switch where I've got to make lifestyle changes. I have to start now to do something better for my family. And a funny story, there was a point I almost left training completely at that time.
What was that?
You know, is being at that low state.
Okay.
The lockdown had happened, thinking about, gosh, how do I start this over? How do I do this again? What, you know, we have to go build this potential business. What's the future going to hold? It was a reaction of fear. But something was always drawing me back into it. And I'm very glad it did. And throughout that time, I met some amazing young men. One of them being this guy right here, Mr. Cameron, who I was lifting weights. And you remember what we did together first time I saw you? Said, you want to come do some
push-ups.
Yeah.
What did you think of push-ups?
It'd be not bad. I'd work out.
Oh, yeah? To get you strong?
Yeah, strong.
Okay.
You know, I should have invited his father. I'd have had a better chance of impressing somebody.
Okay.
He smoked me on those days.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
And from there, Me and him kept working out together, doing some bench presses, some squats, some deadlifts. And I'll show you some videos later. This dude's an acrobat.
Okay.
Doing flips, hanging upside down, competing in gymnastics. He's amazing. And continuing that, I was starting Upstream Fitness, where we go and travel to different institutions, because we realized when brick and mortar location, we were really confined to the local area. And there's just such a need for not only fitness, but everything that it brings, right? And myself, as an ADHD kid, where teachers constantly, shut up, Nathan, get out of my class, Nathan. Fitness was always a grounding agency for me.
Okay.
And it provided leadership, growth, confidence, everything above. And then from there, as we kept going, I met another young man named Mark. I was working with his mother at the time.
Yeah, okay.
Mark, I do a disservice of introducing him, I always say. Mark, tell him what you do.
Well, I do sports. Back in 2017, I was a senior in high school. I played varsity football. My football coaches call me JJ Watt because I look like him, because he and I both have, you know, blonde hair, and I wear his jersey number 99.
Okay.
So, and my position was the nose guard.
Ooh.
And I sacked so many quarterbacks. He see me coming, and I ran him down, and I scored good plays, and they were so proud of me. I was the awesome varsity football player on the high school football team.
Okay.
And all the pretty girls love me.
That's right. That's right.
And I love a guy like
that. Yeah. Okay. And they cheer me on, and they're saying, "Let's go, JJ! Let's go, JJ!"
Really?
I feel so proud of myself. I mean, I was so proud. I feel so great. I mean, I was the best player on the team, and I was pretty awesome about it. And right when I make good plays, I've become one of the famous players on the high school football team, and
you were the first person.
I was the first person on a high school football team
with autism. Yep.
Autism
at Oak Ridge High School.
And ever since I graduated in 2017, and here I am with the Upstream Fitness, and I'm awesome as we please. So
there you go.
You're one of the coaches, right?
I'm coaching now. So yeah.
Okay. Well, cool.
He does an amazing job as well.
Amazing. Very amazing. Very amazing.
That's great. I think that's one of the cool things about it. You know, you don't know what you don't know. You don't never know what you're capable of.
Right.
When somebody gives you an opportunity, you get to excel like you did, right?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
That's cool.
And that's really the right phrase right there. When somebody's given an opportunity to discover what's possible. So we love to show off Coach Cam and Coach Mark, because we know there's a lot of other folks who just need to have a chance taken on them as well.
You know, I was telling you earlier in the group, I have one of the most amazing young ladies that I know of. You know, one of my wife's best friend from elementary school, named Denise and Danny, they have Jessica, special needs. And I mean, I don't know what happened since Jessica's little. I've been married 30 years. She's like 31 or 32. So I came in her life early, and we have this bond. It's just amazing. And I love to see how great she is. I've flown down to see her plays. She's a good singer.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great singer. Jessica, you're a good singer. So I know you can see this. But anyway, her parents are they're amazing. And they allow the opportunities for them to flourish. So with your company, tell me how you get involved, like, in schools.
Yeah. So, like I said, we didn't create training, obviously, or adaptive fitness, but the way we structure it, we travel to residential communities, day programs, transition centers, and schools, bringing our coaches, generally three at a time, and we go to where the folks already are. And so we're not asking the parents or the caretakers to fit a new system in or, you know, go out of their way. We're bringing it right to you where you're going every single day. And from there, you know, some of the folks get to have some leadership experiences. And we're also in the process of going through our next level of our coaching certification so that we could hire a lot more folks with IDD, you know, as well as head coaches, and making sure they work together and integrate well. The demand, not only throughout Houston, but throughout all of Texas and even folks we've been speaking at a national level has surpassed anything I originally thought. You know, it's going to be huge. How many folks are really in demand of this need? And that certification is going to allow other folks from some of the collaborations to be able to work with other companies, organizations, etc. Because that's part of our mission, is to just really provide agency and opportunity in life.
Well, you know, Richard is the one that introduced me to you. Tell me how Richard got involved with you guys.
Yeah. You want to go, Rich, or you want me to take it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So Richard is my father-in-law. So yeah. he got the blessing to have an annoying son-in-law. And where I was always pestering him, I needed somebody to come with me. And we have a nice, our energies coalesce and mix very well, where I rarely shut up. He takes his time and listens. And so there's been a lot of lessons that we've learned together. And when I first started this, I wanted to talk with people who've had more life experience, work experiences, and everything else. And, you know, we've always got along famously. Very lucky to have him as a father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call-in, right?
That's right.
All right. I'll just add real quick. You know, I've worked with all my kids. And I work with Taylor. You know Taylor.
Yeah, sure. I know.
And all my kids. And, you know, that's the joy of it, is to stay involved in your family. I love it.
Well, you know, I think the great thing about it is you guys have done such an amazing job starting in a place where it was just unbelievable sadness to bringing just power and happiness to everybody. Guys, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the activities they do. I'm going to have Coach Cam and Coach Mark help me out with a couple of the exercises. They tried to do it earlier. I didn't know how good it was, but we'll see you guys right back after the commercial.
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, yeah.
Welcome back to Battle Ready. If you like what you're seeing, download Now Media on Roku or iOS. Or if you're on the move, you can download the app on www.nowmedia.tv. Whether you're traveling or anything, we're here to talk about the journey, where people have gone, where they come from, and how people can be successful. Now today I've been joined with Nate and his career, a group of coaches. We have Coach Cam, Coach Mark, and Coach Richard. Now this is kind of the first time that I've experienced the opportunity to meet four at one time. They're overwhelming, man. There's just such motivation here. You know, I'm trying to be like them. But what we've learned so far is, you know, Nate's journey from where he was over 365 pounds, where he was at a place in his life that he knew he needed to make change, had two new babies, and now what does he do next? So he starts, he was a personal trainer, and he's like, wow, I'm a personal trainer, and I'm kind of big, you know. And everybody says about being in shape. I like to say that round is in shape. That's what I always tell everybody. But anyway, so he's coaching people, motivating people, you know, to do these things to lose weight. And then he meets Cam and starts working with Cam. And then he starts his fitness program. It's called Upstream Fitness. See, I need Coach Mark to help me out here. Right?
Yeah.
And then what we've learned today is where he's gone and what he does to get into the neighborhoods, get into your schools, get into your environment, and help everybody with their fitness needs. So, Nate, we were before the show started. You know, you guys were so kind enough to teach me one of your exercises.
Yeah.
You want to have Mark and Cam?
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all didn't know you were going to do a workout today, but here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, guys, so show them how do we sit.
All right.
There you go. Cam, where do you put your hand? Okay, and then what's next? There you go. Blow it up. Keep going, keep going. Oh, yeah.
You guys are much better than me.
That's it, Mark. You won. Keep going. All right, don't pop it. Don't pop it. Woo!
All right, so tell me what this accomplishes.
Absolutely. So we're going to be working our core, our obliques, and our posture. So instead of giving you the long spiel of saying, okay, guys, this is where we're going to sit. We got to breathe like this to make sure to take your air into the stomach and expand. Instead, we could cut right to the chase with something a little more exciting. Start with the balloon, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually got that from a coworker named Jasmine. She taught me the balloon, and I have used it constantly since then. So it's just an easy way to cut through getting our core activated in a proper way, breathing properly, and getting in that right postural position. which is also huge in our community, especially with folks with ASD, having good posture, strong core, strong back, strong muscles. And we have a nerve here called a vagus nerve. And if I'm here, I'm pinching that nerve off. And from my spinal cord to the higher cortexes in the brain, the vagus nerve, for a lack of deeper and better explanation, is like an intermediary, right? So
Okay. It's
going to be transmitting that message. So when we see a better posture, a stronger back, a stronger core, we start to see it help with transitions, not only within a neurological way, and that translates into real life afterwards as well. So the very simple way to start, you know, applying good behaviors and good posture to help folks with ASD in a simple manner, yeah?
And not only that, I guess that, you know, every day, you know, corporate America people that are always in front of their computer all the time, this would be a great thing to just have in their desk drawer when they start feeling some maybe pain in their necks or things like that.
Absolutely.
That will help them. Man, I know that
just getting in position, core. Yeah. And then also you could play a joke on people, like Mark Let It Out. Some of those.
Make the noise, huh?
Well, yeah, you blame it on somebody else.
Okay.
I see you, Steve, doing that. Oh, my goodness. You know,
all these exercises are very interactive, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So tell me about how the small groups or what you guys do in these groups.
Absolutely.
When you get together with some of your clients.
Yeah. So we have a few main programs that we do, kind of depending on their level. One of them is called our engagement class,
Okay. Where
we're going to learn the fundamentals. So that's going to be some exercises, which I'll show you all in a second, and how we do that, as well as some movement patterns. Is he going to be high knees? Are we going to be shuffling? Are we going to be jumping, throwing a ball, playing, you know, even bouncing, doing a little hand-eye coordination? And we also do some stretches and some nutrition stuff. And I'm going to show you all. This is our level one. Okay, coach. Hold that for me. Mr. Ricky, if you want to draw a card.
Okay.
And then we're going to show it up, say if we have a big group all around us.
I don't know if I can show it to the camera.
Ooh, the hinge. Okay. Let's,
So
Coach Cameron, can you stand up for me and show them how we're going to do that hinge?
Right,
if that's possible, we might have to do a different one.
Well, when we're fine, I think you can push the camera back.
We able to do that? If not, I'll get you all a different exercise.
He's working on it.
Cool.
Julio's all over it.
So we'd all do it together. So a hinge is going to be picking up a box, the art of picking something up correctly. And what number was on there?
10.
Here we go. So we're going to.
He's doing it all.
You ready for me? Let's do it, Cam. One. Two. Three. Count it with me.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Yes, sir.
Seven.
There you go.
Seven, yeah. Eight.
Wait for him.
Nine.
And
ten.
So what does this exercise do to help?
Yes, so we have six stationary main movements of the body, right, that everything's going to build off of.
Okay.
We could hinge moving from our hips. We could bend our knees. I could press something to the sky, or I could pull it down. I could press out in front of me, or I could pull it into me. Going through a lot of these exercises in a traditional way, albeit they're amazing to do in a gym and with all the traditional exercises, so a lot of our folks don't have access. And in a large group, we're able to learn those fundamental activities in a more fun, gamified process. And on top of that, everybody, we've had some groups up to 40 people, which is so wild time. Some of the spaces are even very confined.
Okay.
So within this, everybody gets an opportunity to come up, lead the class, lead their peers a little bit, have to speak and use some of those vocational working and training, you know, kind of going towards the coaching certification like we talked about.
Okay.
So from participant to leader, and then if they're interested, they could even become a potential coach in the future through that other one. So it gives them an opportunity in all those facets, as well as learn the fundamentals.
So why don't we, you know, I know you were showing me something else about the food. Why don't you
Coach Mark and us
walk through that.
Yes.
You ready to do this, Coach Mark?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And tell me, what is the importance of this task?
Yeah.
This task is where you have to
see if it's healthy or not. If it's on red or yellow or green, if it's healthy, it's on green. If it's not, it's on red. It's maybe on yellow. Like for example, this is a hot dog.
Show.
It's hot dog healthy.
Right here, so we can see. Yeah. All right.
It's hot dog healthy.
Okay. So what? So
healthy or not?
Yes. No. Maybe so.
No.
No,
it's not.
Then what's the other one we could do with it, Coach Mark? Red, yellow.
Red.
Okay, let's tell them. What is it? Red, yellow, green?
Red.
It is red, correct?
Red. And what does red mean?
Red means not healthy.
So
not healthy at all.
Okay. Eat it as a treat, yeah?
Yes.
You want to give them another one, Coach Mark? Or I mean, Coach Cam?
All right, this one is beans.
Okay.
Beans. It's healthy, but it gives you gas.
Uh-oh.
It gives you gas. Okay,
go.
All
right. All right. I like
That's the after effect. Right? So it's not healthy for everybody else?
Well, it could, but it gives them gas too. But, you know.
You get the room to yourself afterwards.
Yes. Room to yourself. Chicken. Yes. Well, actually, I mean, chicken's definitely healthy. Yes.
Okay.
On green.
And so this helps you make sure you make the right decisions on what you can eat, right?
It does.
Yep.
Okay.
It does.
As they keep learning, you know, we'll go through the process, you know, we said healthy or not, the red, yellow, green, but also ones, is it protein or not? Is it carbs or not? Is it fat or not? And what do they do? So then the last goal is, can you build me a meal? Can you show me what you can eat? Can you show me a healthy meal? So we're trying to learn the whole spectrum of foods and what to and not to eat so we can make some healthier lifestyle choices as well.
And chicken is meat, so what I have to say about meat, if there's no meat, I don't eat. Meat, I eat. I devour it.
Okay, there you go.
With
you.
Yeah.
What does it do? Can you show them what it gives you, Coach Cam? Show them those muscles. What does meat help you do?
Gun show.
Gun
show, guys.
Yeah.
Gun show. All right. So, you know, one of the beautiful things is very interactive. Everybody can come in. You know, Nate and Richard, they sit down with everybody, and they'll help you guys develop a plan. Coach Mark and Coach Cameron will come in and help everybody, and you guys go through different stages. Not
yes,
stages,
sir.
But tasks, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. And how long does one of these programs last?
Usually an hour is each class. We've had some a little shorter, and we've had some longer, up to 2 hours. And we also, you know, we have the engagement classes, which is for everybody.
Okay.
Whether, you know, you're at just a beginning starting point or in very crowded rooms, limited equipment, etc. And we also have other classes. Our two big ones is that engagement, and the other one's our progress class. Progress class could be for training for Special Olympics activities, or a hot one is always pickleball. That one's a big one. Bowling is huge.
Okay.
So in those classes, half the class you'd be doing the actual activity, and the other half you'd be doing developmental skills to, you know, get better at that activity.
Okay.
And so those are the two biggest classes. And we also have things for caretakers and resources for at home as well, but those are the two hottest ones.
So if somebody wants to continue at this conversation with you, or maybe look you guys up, how would somebody find you?
Yeah, the best way is our website at upstream-fitness.com. And we're also on the LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook as well.
Okay. Well, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what he does when he sets up with classes, what he does when he sets up with organizations, and how Nate and his team can get involved with you and everybody else to help you guys with your community get a better and healthier community. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Battle Ray. I'm Ricky Chavez. Today, I've been having an amazing conversation with such a great team of coaches that spend their time motivating and showing people what you can get done with just a little bit of desire. I have Mr. Nate, I have Coach Cameron, Coach Mark, and Coach Richard, who come into your area, and they will actually set up a program that will best help you, and it's tailor-made to each location. So no matter what your challenges are, young, old, big, small, it doesn't matter. They're here to help you. And today we're going to be talking with Coach Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing today?
Good.
So, you know, we were talking a little bit at the break, and what I understand is you're an amazing gymnast.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me about that a little bit?
All right. I was doing gymnastics. I was 7 and 8 years old.
Okay.
And I was doing that. I did not do my front flip first.
Front flips?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I did grow more up, then I get harder skills.
Okay.
For the rings and floors.
Okay.
See those shoulders from the rings.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So you're learning all this gymnast stuff, and as you grew older, you got better.
Yep.
So tell me about how hard that was to learn that, because I probably can't even do a roll, I don't think.
For the rings, I was doing go on the passport first, and then to hold a pike, and then come down to swing a little bit, and I take my legs over to hang, and then to come back down.
Okay.
Hanging upside down, right? Where your feet are in the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to come down and doing a tuck hang, and then do a more swing, and to go more up, I just roll back down like a backflip disby on the wings, extra a wing back flip.
So you learn to do all those things. So tell me, how did you get involved with coaching with Nate?
For way back, my dad did take me to the gym. I did meet Nate doing some push-ups, and then some guys did watch a article about me and Nate.
Yep. Spirit article, right? That ConocoPhillips wrote about me and you.
They wrote article. Mm-hmm. So, did you do more push-ups than they did? Tell the truth. You probably did, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
Definitely okay. Did.
And so, do you like coaching with the team?
I do.
Okay. All right. And do you still do gymnastics?
Yes.
Okay. And do you compete?
For the Special Olympics.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's amazing.
And in gymnastics, he's competed with people of all different abilities. So even outside of the IDD community, people with or without, you know, any form of disability, he's competed with mano a mano, and he's won different events as well.
That's right.
Great. Well, good.
And yeah, he's an amazing young man.
And what would you say to somebody out there that maybe is scared of getting physically fit or doesn't know what to do? Would you tell them to come see you guys?
Do you guys need to join on the Up-Fitness team coaches? Then you have a good responsibility to join. And then me and Nate, no, my friends are good coaching, like Carmen and Layla, who joined on the team for the Up Fitness team.
Okay.
So shout out to Carmen and Layla, huh?
So you just shouted out to them. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Will they get muscles like you, Coach?
Yes.
All right.
Well, so in this journey, the whole point of it all is you never know just how amazing people are because you just see them. Mm-hmm. But now you get to see them, walk with them, talk with them. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other people I want to talk today is Coach Richard. Now, Coach Richard and I know each other from way back. and we're kind of the senior people here, right? So, okay, so let me take that back. We're the more mature. No, maybe not mature. I don't even know.
Seasoned, right?
Okay, they're getting me right. So let me get the verbiage right. So the more whatever. But hey, so how does people at our age get involved in this?
Well, for me, I mean, my whole life has been basically about service, not always by my choosing, but in terms of making a living. I mean, starting with paper route through 30 years in the restaurant business, and then, you know, real 10, 12 years in the restaurant and the real estate business.
Right.
And, you know, this is a service, and, you know, the need for what we're doing right now is huge. We don't even know, and it's getting bigger. We're way behind in filling this need. And, you know, to be able to get in and help provide the service, and I get the benefit of, like I said earlier, working with my family. And, you know, that keeps us all close, and plus it, our family experience, everybody grows from it. And, because Jordan, my daughter's involved, and, you know, but the thing is, there's a need for it in the community. It's growing, it's getting bigger, and, you know, we're behind in filling that need. And, you know, as these folks' parents get older, you know, there's going to be more and more of a need, and the wave that's coming behind it is even bigger. So.
You know, I think I heard someplace that baby boomers are like,
I've done this.
The biggest communities are
doing. Oh, yeah. Say, well, we're baby boomers.
Sticking around longer, huh?
We're not in the community, but we're not.
I'm not. I always tell my wife I want to retire, but she always says no.
Right.
But, you know, so the beauty of it is, have you noticed, everybody, it's like we have all ages here. And we work with younger kids in a preschool type all the way up, right?
Man,
what's the youngest?
Gosh, how old was... is that not Addy right there?
Yeah.
Gosh, 5-6 years old, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And
what's the most senior person you think?
Well, personally, I've had a lady I've actually had a 95-year-old lady. I've had an 81-year-old lady do push-ups and pull-ups for the first time in her life. Shout out to Marta. And then in the IDD community, we've had folks 65 and above. So between 65 and 75 at the Young at Heart program. And so... in everything in between.
So, not to put you on the spot here, you said IDD twice now, or three times. Tell me what that stands for.
Intellectually developmentally disabled, right? So IDD could be folks with autism, Down syndrome, and much more, but those are kind of the big ones.
And you can work with anybody. I know that, you know, I don't know how amazing it was that I was able to get involved with the Miracle League.
Yeah.
You guys are very involved with the Miracle League, right?
So we recently started this year with the Miracle League, doing some expos and different events, which are tied into the YMCA. And that's actually expanded into a much greater thing with different organizations that we've met through there as well.
So the Miracle League, just for everybody that doesn't know, it's a baseball league. They play a couple innings. Kids that have any type of opportunity or disability are welcome to join, come play. They have buddies out there. I was out there. I seen kids with wheelchairs, everything you could think of, and they got the opportunity to bat, go into the field, and just play baseball. So I shout out to the Miracle League. You guys are amazing. The parents are always also amazing. And everybody that comes out and support the Miracle, it's just, you guys, every time I go out there and see you guys, I'm just in awe of everybody. So if you get a chance, make sure you just plug in for the Miracle League. So now, we've talked a little bit about how you started, and I'm going to tell you, I watched a YouTube video. I think it was YouTube, maybe TikTok. Guys, if you get a chance, you need to go ahead and Google Nathan Kennedy and look for his video of when he went into Costco. You think I saw that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
So, he went in there, and you've lost, what, 120 pounds or more?
So, yep, at the leanest side. Could go up 20, up and down, call it. But, yeah, at the leanest.
Okay, so 120. So, you went into Costco, and you were showing people what 120 pounds looked like in your arms. And that was kind of daunting. I know my wife gets bags of dog food 50 pounds each, and I'm like, that's pretty freaking heavy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had one with the briskets.
I did see the briskets.
Yeah. And I actually did that one with a friend of mine, Adriana, and that was a hard one to do originally, and then really seeing it in your hands and looking at it, you're like, whoa, that's a bit more than I thought.
This is what you carried around.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and imagine the stress on the back and joints with that.
So tell, what would you tell somebody out there that, and it doesn't have to be somebody that is struggling with weight, maybe somebody that's struggling with strength,
mm-hmm.
maybe somebody wants to get in better fitness, like Rich was saying earlier, which is a very underserved community when it comes to fitness, right, and mm-hmm. health goals. What would you tell somebody to get them motivated?
And just to start, it could be as simple as a walk. We're not trying to do everything. We're just trying to implement the easiest points, the easiest strategies, because it could all be built upon. You know, don't do too much. Keep it simple. Or, you know, magic potions of life in motion. Walk a day keeps the doctor away, however, whichever corny phrase you want.
Sure.
But a lot of it is literally just that. Just start.
Just start.
Mm-hmm. Start right, where you
guys,
are.
We'll be right back to talk and finish with Nathan and his team and Upstream Fitness. Talk to you soon.
Good job. All right,
guys. All right. So, last section. Talk to your story.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome back to Battle Ready. In this final episode with Upstream Fitness, we're going to talk a little about, we'll put it all in a package. You know, where and why we are doing what we're doing and why they go out into the community and just grow. Welcome back, Nate and your team.
Thank you.
All right, so during the break, we're talking a little bit about a story that really made you bring everything into view on why there's such a need for fitness. You want to share that story with us?
Yeah, this story comes directly from an experience of the first young man I told you about who broke the Texas state record.
Okay.
So when he was in class, they were having a parent day. Everybody was coming up. And during that time, everybody had been drawing pictures and writing a little note of what they wanted to be when they grew up, what their dream was. You know, one little girl came up singing into her microphone. The next kid came up holding a fire truck. And the third little girl had a picture. And the picture was a gravestone and an angel with the dream that simply said, I want to die and come back and be like everyone else, which shows the true problem. She was aware of, you know, what was happening around her, what was going on. And it shows that everybody needs a place to belong, you know, belonging with the purpose, to be able to grow together, and to be able to discover what's possible. And a lot of folks lack that. So that's really the core systemic problem that we are trying to solve, and or at least do our part in. Bring awareness to, help build confidence, and that is why we travel to the communities, why we try to help folks within the leadership position, try to help provide employment, or you know, even all the amazing things that fitness does that we were touching on earlier, from how it makes me feel as a person to the confidence to everything that comes with it.
You know, I know that sometimes it's really hard to make changes. I know I'm in my own personal journey. On my 30th anniversary, I took my wife to Costa Rica. We got over there. My wife's amazing. She's very patient with me. But I was at a weight that we couldn't actually do anything. You know, we wanted to go ride a horse, but I weighed too much. Couldn't do any of the other activities. And slowly over the year, I've been just going through my own journey because I finally looked in the mirror and realized I need to make change. So what you guys do is you help people not have to worry about looking in the mirror. Just know that you guys are a big group of people from all walks of life, right?
Right.
All yeah. ages. And you help them grow in confidence.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so that's just amazing in itself. So we're going to talk a little to you, Mr. J.J. Watt.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So tell me, what's one of your favorite activities that you coach out there?
Well, I like to coach the kids how to be strong and powerful and be like me.
Okay.
And so they can do like, sporting goods, so they can do track and field or football or baseball, softball, you know, that stuff, and
okay.
Special Olympics. I want to teach him how to work out, like how to do the biceps and try to get them to like you know, just be strong and powerful and
cool.
And I love kids so much. They love me. I love them. They're so nice. That's so awesome. I love
them. It's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And that's just the beauty of it. You know, did you ever think when you were growing up you were going to be a coach?
Yes, I always want to be a coach so much because I always want to be a upstream fitness coach right after I graduated in high school back in 2017 and all those years. So I think being a coach is a wonderful job for me, and I love this job. And I love being the coaching different folks out there and all that stuff. So I just like to be an awesome coach and just be an awesome I could be, you know?
No, 100%. And what about you, Cameron? Did you always think you were going to be a coach?
Yes.
And do you like it?
I do.
All right. Well, guys, you know, I think one of the things that you don't realize, one of the things of our show is you don't know what you don't know. And for all the families out there that have people that are just not sure what they want to do, where they want to go, what you want to be, you know, there's a lot of community out there that's really needs some guidance. They need somebody that's going to help them and understand that you can go to these environments, they're safe zones. You know, they're a place where you can go out. Like me, I wouldn't even try to do a push-up against Cameron right now. I'm probably not even Coach Mark because I would just be horrible, right? But, so, you know, I could maybe come to one of your classes and I get stronger too, huh?
Heck yeah.
That's right.
Heck yeah.
So,
no doubt.
Nate, what is one of the things that you want to share with the community out there that really can help them get not only involved with you or help you guys as you grow, but just get them motivated?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks and parents and other things of, you know, different walks of life. Some folks are very guarded of their child, and rightfully so, because it's like how Rich was talking about, there's such a need that in the entire community. So what I really like to say is, you know, there's a lot more Coach Cams and Coach Marks out there waiting to be discovered. You know, somebody just needs to take a chance on them and give them an opportunity. And we really would just love to encourage everybody, whether it's with us or without us, to get out there, whether it's exercise or other activities, and just take the time to, you know, present the opportunity. It might not be at the pace that you want, but given the chance, they could do amazing things, you know. And I'm excited to see how many more Coach Marks and Coach Cams are out there.
So crawl, walk, run method, right?
Everything in between, exactly,
you know,
like that.
And if the people out there are really interested in and continuing the conversation, or maybe seeing you guys in action, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so our website, upstream-fitness.com. What is it, Cam? Tell me. What was the website?
Upstream-fitness.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be doing we do different community events. You can give us a call. We can come out and do a demo, meet with y'all. We're also going to be talking at Project PATH, which is part of Partnership Resource Network in Texas, which will be September 26th, later this year. And that's going to be at the United Way facility in the Bay Area. We're going to be talking to the parents, and we're actually going to be out there doing a live demo. So we would love it if some folks wanted to come out and check us out there as well. You can see Coach Mark and Coach Cam in action doing their thing.
So we talked about it usually takes, you know, one of your events is like an hour. So during that event, how many different tasks will they get to see, participate in, or walk through? And what happens if, you know, I come out there and I bring my wife out there, and you want to coach her, and then she just doesn't want to do everything? Can she still come?
Yeah, I think Coach Rich has a really good one on this from some of our folks in class.
We'll have somebody that doesn't want to participate, and we're like, okay, but we're here, and we keep going, and they see how much fun everybody's having. Next thing you know, they're up with us.
So you do like check-ins with them?
Yeah, you just kind of check with them when it's their turn. They're like, no. And then you come around again, they saw everybody had fun. Now they'll get up in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, okay.
Even from people that are just sitting there and won't even talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a few rounds, next thing you know, they're looking, and then they want to get in the middle.
Put that fish in the
pouch. Put the fish in the sea right there. Like, you know,
that's it.
Fish in the sea. That's in the water.
Yeah.
And that's the magic. You know, because once we gauge, now we got a place to start.
Mm.
Exactly. A place to start.
So the challenge is getting the people just to come out and watch.
So that's why we go to their communities, because they're already there. So, you know, again, we don't like to try to make it harder for the parents or caretakers. So a lot of folks are already going to a residential community, a day program, a transition center, a school. So that's why we bring our services directly to them to make it easier. So they're already there. And, you know, it's a place where they're already comfortable. So where we could build with all these. And the class usually looks like a fundamental class where we're learning the fundamental movements. Then we're doing some, you know, shuffling or high knees or jumps, things of that nature. And kind of cooling down with some nutrition and stretching. So that's a typical class.
So is your company a national company or just local?
Currently local. One day as we're going through a few more processes of our coaching certification, what we're going to do with it, you know, it's going to be a one-of-a-kind coaching certification. It doesn't really exist the way that we're applying it and the opportunities that's going to be applied through it. So once we go through some of these next phases of that, and then we're going to try to nationalize it and license what we're doing. So Houston's, you know, the starting point, building through Texas, and then going nationally.
Yeah, when Rich and I talked initially and he told me about what you guys do, you know, I got very excited because I told you guys earlier, one of my favorite people in the world is Jessica. You know, I love her to death. You know, it's funny that we have this bond that's just crazy that, you know, I'd be in meetings even when I was in corporate America, and it didn't matter who I was in a meeting with, vice president, whatever. She used to have a habit of FaceTiming me at the craziest times, right? But I refused not to answer the call. And we have some great conversations. And her mom, Denise, what an amazing lady. I mean, she's just, you know, when you talk about caregivers and parents, you know, I've watched Denise and Danny over these 30 years. So much commitment, so much love, and so much energy. Now, Denise, the big thing about it is funny is to me is Denise is also big into fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, what a great opportunity. They're in Indianapolis, Indiana, or in that area. And man, so I thought about that. And I was waiting for the show because as soon as I get out, I'm going to give Danny a call.
Awesome.
And say, hey, listen, can you watch his show? Because this will be a great opportunity for Denise and Jessica to do something out in their community.
Yeah.
Like you, I mean, the communities are very big. And people don't even realize that, right?
Correct.
I know that they have big shows up there for the communities. And they just had one just recently. This will be also a great opportunity for them to do fitness and start getting fitness across the United States.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there any hurdles that you're going through?
Mm-hmm. You know, we work with a lot of 501(c)s and a lot of, you know, entities and organizations. The big thing within some of those communities is the constant fight for funding. So a couple of the hurdles is hiring and getting the rest of our coaches in place, because the demand for what we're doing has far outpaced our expectations. And then secondly is trying to help those communities. We've had certain communities where we're trying to work with a third party to help donate funding to that 501(c) who wants to hire us to come in, but they're always restricted on how they receive the funding, what they could do, how much it is, etc. And so those are the big ones is, you know,
getting help with money,
bringing awareness, getting the capital to help more people, service more people in the entire community.
Okay. Well, guys, I know we were talking before. We ran out of time. Guys, it's been amazing. You want to do that? You're going to do your hand in?
Team upstream, huh?
Can I join?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can join.
Okay.
What's it called? Team upstream?
Team upstream. Yes. You ready, Cam?
Yeah.
Ready.
One, two, three. Team Upstream.
Guys, thanks for joining Battle Ready and the amazing team from Upstream Fitness. We look forward to talking to you soon, and we'll see you next time around.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Guys, you were great.
Yes.
Good job.